or Uncle Julian? Uncle Julian, yeah, you're getting the idea. So without love, sometimes you sound more like this than this. And to know God's love, who do we need to know if we want to know about love? Yes. We need to know God. How many of you have been learning about God these last 3 weeks? Yes. And so you need to remember who God is and who Jesus is if you want to know how to love well. So you don't sound like this, but you sound like this. All right, everyone. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it so much. Good job, everyone. Okay, so now this is what I'd like to ask you to do. We're going to pray in a second. So what I'd like you to do is to be very quiet, because we're going to talk a little bit more about love right now, okay? So can you pray with me first? Let's pray. Dear Lord God, thank you that you are love, and you show us what love is like in Jesus. As we learn more about Jesus' love, would you help us to learn how to really love the best way possible? Thank you. In your son's name we pray, amen. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about love, and I promise I will not bang any more pots. Though maybe that kept you a little bit awake during the service, so I hope it did. But when we talk about God, when we talk about love, it's often a problem because when we talk about love, we have certain ideas of love in our mind. And they often come from our background. They come from the movies and TVs that shows that we watch. They come from a lot of different places. And often we can apply that kind of love to God. We can say that God loves like the way we've experienced love. But the problem is, often the ways we've experienced love is broken. We've not experienced good love and real love and true love. We've experienced other people trying to love us or wrong ways of looking and understanding at love. So that's why when we look at what love truly is, especially in the Bible, we always say that love comes from God. So if you want to understand love, you need to understand God. That's what our passage in 1 John shows us. And so over the next few minutes, we're just going to look a little bit about the wrong understandings of love that often we have and the ways that God's love shows a different way. Firstly, just a quick story about God's love in my life. When I was 17, I started coming to a youth group, a lot like you as aunties and uncles are coming to. I had never really gone to church before. My family was Catholic, but we never went to church. So I didn't know anything about churchy stuff, nothing about the cross or Jesus or anything. I had no idea about any of those things. But I started coming because the youth group was a place that they cared for me, like Vivian talked about, a place where people welcomed you, where they were excited to know who you were, where we learned about a God that was exciting and interesting, like all our students are learning. And so after a while, I started to actually believe in this God. I became a Christian. But the problem I had through the years was that I never really trusted that God loved me. Like if I did something wrong, if something bad happened in my life, if I didn't go to church enough or wasn't, you know, serving enough or acting, you know, Christian enough, I would fear that God would take his love away from me. And I realized after many years the problem that I had. And that was because I had a wrong understanding of love. Like I had mentioned, through all the other ways we understand love, I had gotten a wrong understanding of love. The kind of love I had understood is primarily a feeling and primarily conditional. That is how we feel, and love ends, it goes away. But God's love is not like that at all. When we think about God's love being emotional or our love being emotional, that is the kind of love that we see all around us. You know, we see in movies and TV shows this passionate, emotional intensity. And that's kind of what love is defined as, like movie posters, like, you know, The Notebook or Titanic or things like that. That's what love is. Or we say love is something very exciting, like, oh, I love, you know, that bubble tea place, or, you know, I love that game, or I love these things. And actually, the Bible affirms that love is intensity and passion as well. You just have to look in the Old Testament in a book called Song of Solomon to see that. But what we see in the scriptures that love isn't only a feeling, love is an action. So if you say that you love somebody, but then you're rude to them or you're mean to them, you're actually not loving them. And you're actually maybe lying, because love doesn't just have to do with what you say, but it has to do with what you do. And that's the definition of love in the Bible. All throughout the Bible, love is a verb. It is an action. It is what you do, not what just you say. If we say we love and we're not backing it up by how we act, there's no substance to what we just said. And we can see this in terms of God as well. In the Bible, God doesn't just say, I love you. God shows us he loves us through Jesus Christ. It says in our passage in 1 John that we know of God because God is love. He shows us what love is, and he shows us what love is through Jesus Christ. And for some of us in this room, I mean, Jesus might be a fairy tale, might be something we've learned about in Sunday school or never learned about. You know, he might be really have a negative connotation and not a positive connotation. When we talk about Jesus in this church, though, we're talking about a God who is born among us. And what that means is that this God knows us. He knows everything you go through. He knows every trial, every suffering, every pain, every sorrow, everything you've ever experienced. The Christian faith affirms that God knows that. So he's not a God that sits out somewhere judging you, but it's a God that knows you, is with you. And this God, we affirm, died on a cross. And we could wonder, why would God die on a cross? But we see that the affirmation of the scriptures is that Jesus, because he was born upon us, he knew all of the sin and brokenness that we experience. And all of that sin and brokenness is like a big pile of garbage. And you could think of that like you have garbage in your life. You do wrong things. I do wrong things. You hurt your family. You do things that you shouldn't do. All of us do it. So there's like a little pile of garbage in your life. And then add that with everyone in this room, and there's like a big pile of garbage. And then add that with everyone in the city, and you have this humongous pile of garbage. And then add that with everyone in this world, past, present, and future, and you have this huge pile of garbage, sin, brokenness, pain, all these things that describe our waywardness from God, the ways we've wandered from God. And God has a choice of how he's going to respond to that, because God hates that sin, because God loves his people. So he hates anything that breaks relationship with him and his people. So he hates that big mound of garbage that we have. So God could punish us for that. He could say, yes, it's all of your bad doings, everything you've done wrong, so I will punish you. But instead, we see in the scriptures that God decides not to punish us, but God decides to take the punishment upon himself. To put all of that sin, instead of saying it's your responsibility, saying it's my responsibility. I will take it upon my shoulders, and that's what Jesus does in the Bible. So we see that love is an action, and love is also unconditional in the Bible. Often the testimony of love that we have is that it's conditional, that love ends. You know, we see divorces happen all the time. You and your families might have family members that an uncle does not talk to an aunt. They have not talked for 10 years. You know, you may not talk to your sister and brother anymore. Something happened. You were relating to each other, and then something was said or done, and then suddenly there's a break. Might be with a friend. It could be, we see it all around us. Love is conditional. But we see with God's love, it's unconditional. It has nothing to do with what you do or did not do. And this is the hard thing to understand about God, because we grow up thinking that we have to earn people's love. It's this burden, you know, that we have, that I want to make my mom and dad happy. I want to make my school happy. If I don't do these things, they won't be happy. But God's love is the opposite of that. God's love is that he loves you unconditionally. So what that means is that every single person in this room, all of us, the children and aunties and uncles, all of the everyone here in this room, you have worth and meaning in your life. You have purpose in your life. You are loved right now, no matter what you have done, because God's love in Jesus Christ is unconditional. It is different than the world's love. And so that kind of love can provide an anchor to our life. It's what we've been teaching these kids. It's actually what a lot of our aunties and uncles, all of them, have been living out. They've been living out that love is an action. They've been learning about God's love, and then they've been putting it into action, getting here at 7:30, staying until 5 days a week, being here on Sundays in the afternoon, cleaning up, doing all these things. They've been showing that love is an action. They've listened to Jesus' love, and now they want to live it out. And in the same way, they've been trying to give unconditional love to your children. No matter what your children have gone through, no matter what, you know, their behavior is like on a certain day, they have given unconditional love because they want to learn that love and give it out as well. And so I challenge and encourage you in this room today as we continue with the service. If you have maybe never heard of this God Jesus or never put your faith in him, I encourage you to investigate the claims of Jesus. Like I did when I was 17 and I did not know who Jesus was and I tried to get to know him. I read the Bible. I tried to understand what did Jesus do and who was he about? What was the mission of God in Jesus Christ? I encourage you to investigate it. Come and worship with us in church and learn about Jesus. Go worship at another church. Pick up a Bible. I encourage you to investigate who this man who said he was God is. Because he's either a liar, he just 2,000 years ago spread a bunch of lies. He's a lunatic. He's a crazy man. Because who would say he's God? If someone around us said, I am God, we would go mental asylum. Or what he said is true. Jesus said, I am the Lord. I am the Savior. And if he says, that's what he says about himself. So that's the choice we have. Is he a liar? Is he a lunatic? Or is he the Lord? And even if you've been a Christian for many years, I encourage you to come back to this every day. Because for Christians, we can never hear this enough. We can never hear this idea that God's love is an action towards us, that God's love is unconditional. We have to hear that over and over and over again. So I encourage you to be refreshed in that day after day, that God's love is unconditional. You have worth, you have purpose, you have meaning because God loves you in Jesus. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, I thank you for this group. I pray that you would touch our hearts and show us through your Holy Spirit who you are even more and more. Thank you for these children. We pray your blessing upon them. We pray, Lord, that as they've come here to know you and to have fun and to enjoy each other, Lord, that they might experience the blessing of knowing your unconditional love. Pray that for all the uncles and aunties here as they go back to high school and back to college, Lord. May they bring back the seed of your love in their life, knowing that their grades don't define them. Their friendships don't define them. Whether how beautiful or how trendy or how cool they are does not define them. What defines them is that you love them. That's what defines them. Help them, Lord, to realize that and help us all to know your love in our life. We thank you, God. We give you all the praise and glory. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, everyone.